In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Our subject of today is the real meaning of love. The real meaning of love. Somebody said once, in love there is nothing called but. Which means that if you love somebody, don't ever look to his negatives. Don't say, I love this, but I don't love that. Don't say, I love him, but he should change. No. When it comes God to love, God is love, full stop. And when you love somebody, you just say, I love him, full stop. With no cause, with no but. The first point, love is not an emotion, it's a commitment. You know, love, I guess, the word which was abused in the last 50 years and misused and interpreted in many wrong ways. Love of cinema, love of the streets and physical love, and this kind of love is far away from the love meant by the Bible and the Christian love. In Christianity, love simply is a commitment. It's a decision. I should love this one. So by taking the decision, you love your neighbor, whoever, whatever he will do. You will love him because God ordered you to love him. So love is kind of a decision made. It's a commitment. It does not stand on emotions. Emotional love is very much terrible and superficial. You know, it was written in Jeremiah, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So those who are always speaking about love of the heart and the kind of love related to the emotions, this is deceitful. That's why somebody may love a girl for some time and hates her after. This was not love. This was simply kind of emotional love. So the heart was deceiving him. He was not loving her Christian love, the continuous love, the stable love. No, he was giving her some emotions, and these emotions are easily changed. Also, it's written after St. John, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. So this kind of laying down our life, it's not an emotional activity. It's kind of decision made and act to be done. So this is the kind of Christian love we should focus on. Also, in the same letter, my little children, let's not love in word or in tongue. Usually emotions expressed in words and tongues, but this is not the real love, but in deed and in truth. This is the real love. The actual or the real love or the true love is always related to the deeds and decisions and commitments and things like that. The emotion is needed, you know. We cannot love without emotions for long. We need the emotions to motivate our actions. And specifically in the marital life, we need emotions. But we cannot put all our power on emotions. We cannot stand on emotions. We need them, but when we do not, you know, focus much on them. Because in Corinthians, St. Paul said, love never fails, and this cannot be applied on emotions. Emotions usually fail. After some hard time with somebody, my emotions get down. I cannot emotionally love him as before. But because of the commandment of the Lord, I love him as before, by acts, by attitudes, but not by emotions. So emotions cannot stand much in love. The true love can stand longer. Love never fails. You know, in even the spiritual life, we do not put our spirituality on emotions. And if you look around and focus on the charismatic movements, they put their spirituality on emotions. And this charismatic movement, you know, you cannot see a continuous, stable relationship with the Lord. It's like the waves of the sea. But in the Orthodox teaching, love God does not mean emotionally you are high always in loving the Lord. No, it's kind of commitment. You commit yourself to His commandment. You follow His teachings. You discipline yourself for in the way of the kingdom. So this is not always emotional. Also, in the family relationships, you sometimes may not find your emotions high, even towards your sons and daughters, but it does not mean you stop loving them. No, but you love them in a practical way, in a better way, in a stronger way, which is the true love, the Christian love. Also, the long-lasting marital life, the Christian marital life is long-lasting. It's an eternal relationship. So it can never stand over the emotions. It needs this kind of commitment. That's why the Lord puts the relation with our wives second to our relation to Him. Our relation to the Lord is kind of commitment. So our relations with the family is also kind of commitment. And they said, once I heard it, that God created Adam alone so he can, you know, experience what kind of love he should live. The love to love God, and God is loving him, and this kind of commitment before giving him Eve, because he should apply this kind of love in his relation with Eve, this kind of commitment. But he failed. The commitment needs vows. And the vows are not only said or listened in the wedding ceremony, but you know, we need always to renew our vows to each other and reactivate this kind of commitment. We should think it regularly. And also, this commitment needs understanding and communication. I cannot commit myself to the Lord in prayer without praying. To be a committed spiritual person, I should pray day and night at least. I should spend time in praying, because this communication helps me to stand committed, to continue in my vows. The same applies to our relationships around. When communication stopped, usually love fails. Because without communication and understanding, we cannot go on committing ourselves. Also, love is not taking, but giving. Love in the secular meaning or the world teaching, love is a matter of, I love this, I love to take, I love to enjoy myself. So love, in the secular meaning, usually the selfish love. This is the most common love all around. But in Christian life, this is exactly the opposite. Love is to give, not to take. And written after the Lord, it's more blessed to give than to receive. More joyful to give than to receive. Look to this, our Lord said, give, full stop, just give. Give whatever you can. You know, give, you can give many things, time, mind, emotions, money, caring, hearing. And in response, it will be given to you. Look to this, good measure, press it down. Shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom. We cannot understand this meaning nowadays, but you know, if you go back 2,000 years ago, the women were working in the fields, and they spent their day working, at the end of the day, they go to their leader to take their reward. The reward usually matter of seeds. So she opened her clothes this way, and guy puts the seeds inside her في حجرها يعني في الجلابية بتاعتها. And he continued putting the seeds, and she is smart enough to choose the best seeds. So that's why it was written here ملبدًا. ملبدًا دي يعني the rich seeds. And فائضًا, فائضًا means he will cover the whole bosom till the seeds are getting away, out of it. For the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So when it comes to giving, you will be given much more and more. And this applies to our relationship with our partners. I should start giving. I do not wait to be given. No, I continue giving, and it will come soon that the partner will give me back whatever I need. And even though if he does not do this, I enjoy giving more than taking. So I will give whatever his response is. Also said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. ما يزرعه الإنسان إياه يحصد أيضا. Taking also is not rejected. When we said that emotions might be needed, but it's not the base of life. Of love, also taking is not rejected, especially in the marital relationships, but it's not targeted. You shouldn't think always to take, how to take. No, just focus on how to give and accept whatever given to you, because taking is not rejected. Look to this. In his letter to Ephesus, St. Paul said he might present her to himself. Look, he, Christ, might present her, the church, to himself, a glorious church. And this applies to the relationship between man and his wife. Man present his wife to himself, a glorious one, by giving. When you continue giving, you will let her give the best of her. Not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Taking shouldn't be a condition for love. You know, this kind of لو يعني إيه, I will love her if she cook good. I will give her if she obeys me. Whenever it comes to if, this is not a Christian love. Because God loved us with no if. God is shining over with his son, although we are not good enough. We didn't pray properly in the morning. I think most of us, we didn't spend enough time with the Lord in the morning. But although the nature is beautiful. So he gives us, he loved us with no if. So we shouldn't stick to this if, لأنها مشكلة المشاكل. So taking shouldn't be a condition of love. Taking is transformed to a destructive selfishness. Those who love to take, they're focusing all the time in their relations how to get things out of the partner. They are selfish, and this selfishness is destructive. So we should hate this kind of selfishness in men and women. And we should manage ourselves to learn how to give all the time and to enjoy giving. You know, giving needs spiritual fullness. You cannot give out of your mind and heart and effort to the people around, and especially to the intimate ones, unless you are rich. You are full of the Spirit. So that's why we call it Christian marriage. It's different from any kind of secular marriage. Christian marriage means the source of power, the source of love. The fullness comes from the spirit, not from the relationship or the psychological feelings or whatever. You know, it was written in Romans, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts. This is the power of Christian marriage. Love of God has been poured out in our heart by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So with this power, with this love, with the Holy Spirit, we can give and continue to give. I remember a couple, he was terminally ill and he spent like 2 years in bed, and his wife was serving him these 2 years, and after he went to heaven, she was missing him a lot, but she said, look Abuna, I enjoyed in my life my relationship with my husband, but the last 2 years were the best. I know how much she suffered with him in his illness, but she felt the beauty of the relationship in this tough time. So this is the Christian love. This is the way we love others, that we are giving ourselves to the partner, and we are not thinking what to gain from this relationship. Also giving needs human awareness. Awareness here I mean that these concepts we are telling you now, we should, you know, focus on them all the time. I should remind myself, love is not to abuse the relationship with my kids or with my wife. No, love is a matter of giving, continuous giving. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Here the awareness of the source, that I need to, in many troubled marital problems, the guy comes to me saying, but I have my own needs. And she may say so. Look, Abuna, you speak good, but we have needs. Here, you should be aware, you should think thoroughly that these needs are mainly covered by the grace of God. Look to this. God shall supply all your need. This is kind of promise, and we need to believe in it. God can supply all the needs you need according to his riches in glory. That's why we can see nuns, we can see widows, we can see unmarried people happy with the Lord, and they are rich, they are happy. So being happy with no partner, this is kind of the supply they got from the Lord. So even if your partner is not that good, he is selfish, he is tough, he is whatever, but you can enjoy your life being covered with the supply from the Lord. Giving needs also self-denial. You cannot continue giving. Again, I'm talking about the real meaning of love, and here meaning of love related to giving. It's very much related to self-denial. I cannot give much if I am thinking of myself much. So when I forget myself, I can give kitir. Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Does not behave rudely. Does not puffed up. Seek its own. Is not provoked. Thinks no evil. This all kinds of love, which المحبة لا تطلب ما لنفسه. Love never thinks of himself or herself. Love is, you know, always outward. It's not for me, it's for others. So when you deny yourself, you can think how I can please the partner, how I help him to enjoy his life. This is the only or the major thought you have. The third point, the first point I'm reminding you, love is a commitment. The second point is love is giving. The third one, love is not a trivial rest, but it's a delightful effort. It's a delightful effort or struggle. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. You know, our days on earth, the richest minutes in life are the minutes of labor, tab, effort. Because the reward is there for any kind of effort you gave to others because of love. So when you focus on rest, on how to sleep, to comfort yourself on earth, actually you are losing everything. You are losing the beauty of life, you are losing the eternal life, you are losing the meaning of love, you are losing your relationship with your partner, because you are focusing on trivial rest. This kind of rest you shouldn't focus on. You know, there was a very nice chapter, the last chapter of Proverbs. It's on the best wife, Imra'a Fadila. Who can find a virtuous wife? As if there is none, but there are many, you know. Who can find a virtuous wife? If you go through the chapter, you will find out that all the character of this woman is kind of giving and kind of laboring, kind of effort and struggle in her life. He didn't mention the beauty of her, how much time she spends in front of the mirror. No, all what he mentioned is her effort to please everybody around. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her, so he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and willingly works with her hands. So the work of a woman is mentioned in the Bible, because woman should be an active person in the family. Effort needs willingness, istidad, because if you are not willingly offering your help, this is not love. If you push to do whatever, this is not love. By love, you offer yourself willingly. يعني أنت بتقدم نفسك بسعادة استعداد. Also effort needs sharing. To share your partner is kind of an effort. You might not love to go shopping, but for the, يعني for the safety of the human beings, يعني you should go shopping. You share your partner whatever she likes. The wife may not love to see football matches of that, but she should spend some time seeing the match with Guzha. يعني this is kind of effort done, but this sharing is essential. Love is a God commandment more than it's being a human feeling, thought that comes and goes. So the first one was a commitment. You commit yourself in love. The second idea was giving. The third one is effort, because it's a commandment. Simply, this is a commandment. When you feel angry of your wife, just remind yourself that the Bible said, men love your wives. It's a commandment. When you get angry of your husband, just remind yourself that the Bible said, obey your husband, submit yourself to your husband. So this is kind of commandment. Husbands, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbors as yourself. And this neighbor, the first one in يعني لو شلنا كلمة neighbor is your partner as yourself. So if it applies to everybody, it should be applied first on your intimate partner, who is the wife and husband. Who does not love does not know God, for God is love. This kind of love, love as commitment, love as effort, love as giving, this kind of love, if you do not practice or experience this kind of love, you are not yet Christian. You do not know God. God is not kind of emotional relationships. God is not a desire to be fulfilled. God simply is love, and love is kind of commitment, giving, caring, and effort done. The commandment needs struggle for obedience. Any commandment, any order of the Lord needs struggle. أي وصية تحتاج جهاد. أي وصية. Let's say pray without ceasing. This needs struggle. How can I pray without ceasing? It will not come out by itself. I need to struggle the whole life to obey this commandment. So when it comes to love others, you should struggle to do this. Sometimes we believe that love is something comes by itself. We need not to do anything to love. No, actually this is against the teaching of the Bible. Love as commandment needs effort, needs struggle all our life. We need to work hard to obey this commandment of loving people, especially our partner. Also, the commandment needs request for grace, for the power of the Lord. We cannot do the teachings of the Lord without the power of His grace. We need His grace. So when it comes to marital problems, we usually start by praying. We advise both parties, please go praying. And they look back in a strange way. What do you say? This is a problem of life. What praying will do? Actually, praying will help you to change, will help you to commit yourself, to regain the concepts, the Christian concepts. Praying will give you the grace you need to endure the relationship if the partner will not change. Also, commandment needs guidance and wisdom. Any commandment in the Bible needs, you need to be guided to do it. You need to be supervised. You need to be leaded in how to do this. How can I succeed in this? So you need the guidance of your father of confession or spiritual people. Love is to see your partner with our Lord's eyes, so that you would do your utmost to improve yourself for his or her sake, and improve herself for our Lord's sake. Look again. Love is to see your partner by Christ's eyes. Try to get this kind of look. How our Lord Jesus Christ look at my wife. She is her daughter. He is his son. So he loves her. He loves him. So I should get this kind of look. And the looking of the Lord, you know, he usually looks at the positives. By his simple eyes, holy eyes, he sees only the beloved one, the good parts in him. The looking of the father towards the son and the prodigal son, when he came back to his home, the father did not see his sin, did not see his trespasses, he just saw his son, his beloved one. So I need to get this kind of looking to my partner. Doing so, I can improve myself to satisfy him, to satisfy his needs. And by doing so, he will improving both of me and her for our Lord's sake.